China's consumer price index rose 1.1% year-on-year last month. Meanwhile, the producer price index went up 8.8% from a year ago. Foreign Minister Wang Yi is calling on China and the European Union to handle disputes properly. He made the remarks during a video conference with the EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy.
China and the EU have a comprehensive strategic partnership, and we are two independent forces in the world. So we believe China and the EU have a responsibility to maintain dialogue and cooperation in our relations.
The EU official says there is room for more bilateral cooperation in areas such as the environment and pandemic control, despite differences between the two sides. The Tokyo Olympic Games has banned all fans from venues in the Japanese capital following a state of emergency aimed at containing rising COVID-19 infections in the area. The no-fan atmosphere will include the opening ceremony, which is traditionally the most watched event during the Olympics. Tokyo 2020 President Seiko Hashimoto says they have no better option under the circumstances.
We hoped for the opening ceremony to include fans and to be seen by as many people as possible. But with the current situation, on top of the fact that it is being held in the evening, it regrettably has to be without spectators.
Hashimoto says Tokyo's neighboring prefectures, including Chiba and Kanagawa, have also decided to host Olympic events without spectators, although those areas are not under the state of emergency. President Joe Biden says the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will conclude at the end of August, days ahead of the original September 11th date. Biden says the U.S. military has achieved its counterterrorism objectives in the 20-year war, and that it's up to the Afghan people how they run the country.
We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build, and it's the right and the responsibility of the Afghan people alone to decide their future and how they want to run their country.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson's confirmed that most British troops have left Afghanistan.
All British troops assigned to NATO's mission in Afghanistan are now returning home. And for obvious reasons, I will not disclose the timetable of our departure, but I can tell the House that most of our personnel have already left.
About 460 British soldiers died in Afghanistan during the deployment, a much higher death rate compared to the UK involvement in Iraq. A group of experts suggesting that the COVID-19 pandemic almost certainly came from an animal and not from a laboratory leak. According to CNN, 20 top experts from countries including the United States, Britain, Australia, and New Zealand agreed that theories about a lab leak are almost all based on coincidence and not hard evidence. They made the remarks in a published paper that focuses on the origins of the novel coronavirus.